Chapter 8. Then the men of Ephraim said to him,
"What have you done to us?
Why did you not call us when you went to fight against Midian?"
And they quarreled bitterly with him. But he said to them,
"What have I done compared with you? Are not the gleanings of Ephraim better than the grape harvest of Abiezer? It was into your hand that God gave Midian's princes Oreb and Zeeb, and what have I done compared with you?"
When he spoke this way, they calmed down. Gideon then came to the Jordan and crossed it. He and the 300 men with him were tired, but they kept up the pursuit. So he said to the men of Succoth,
"Please give loaves of bread to the people following me, for they are tired, and I am chasing after Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian."
But the princes of Succoth said,
"Are the palms of Zeba and Zalmunna already in your hand, so that we should give bread to your army?"
At this, Gideon said,
"Just for that, when Jehovah gives Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, I will give you a thrashing with the thorns and the briars of the wilderness."
And he went up from there to Penuel and made the same request, but the men of Penuel gave him the same answer as the men of Succoth. So he said also to the men of Penuel,
"When I return in peace, I will pull down this tower."
Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor with their armies, about 15,000 men. These were all who remained of the entire army of the Easterners, for 120,000 men armed with swords had fallen. Gideon continued up by the way of the tent dwellers east of Nobah and Jogbaha and attacked the camp, which was off guard. When Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued and captured the two Midianite kings, Zeba and Zalmunna, throwing the whole camp into a panic. Gideon, the son of Joash, then returned from the war by way of the pass that goes up to Heres. En route, he captured and interrogated a young man from Succoth. So the young man wrote out for him the names of the princes and elders of Succoth, 77 men. With that, he went to the men of Succoth and said,
"Here are Zeba and Zalmunna, about whom you taunted me, saying, 'Are the palms of Zeba and Zalmunna already in your hand, so that we should give bread to your exhausted men?'"
Then he took the elders of the city, and with thorns and briars of the wilderness, he taught the men of Succoth a lesson. And he pulled down the tower of Penuel and killed the men of the city. He asked Zeba and Zalmunna,
"What sort of men did you kill in Tabor?"
To this they said,
"They were like you. Each one looked like the son of a king."
At that he said,
"They were my brothers, the sons of my mother. As surely as Jehovah lives, if you had spared their lives, I would not have to kill you."
Then he said to Jether, his firstborn,
"Get up, kill them."
But the young man did not draw his sword. He was afraid, for he was still a young man. So Zeba and Zalmunna said,
"Get up yourself and slay us, for a man is judged by his mightiness."
So Gideon got up and killed Zeba and Zalmunna, and took the crescent-shaped ornaments that were on the necks of their camels. Later the men of Israel said to Gideon,
"Rule over us, you and your son and your grandson as well, for you saved us out of the hand of Midian."
But Gideon said to them,
"I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you. Jehovah is the one who will rule over you."
Gideon continued,
"Let me make one request of you, that each of you give me a nose ring from his spoil."
For they had gold nose rings because they were Ishmaelites. They replied,
"We will surely give them."
With that, they spread out a robe, and each man threw a nose ring from his spoil on it. The weight of the gold nose rings that he had requested amounted to 1,700 gold shekels. Besides the crescent-shaped ornaments, the pendants, the purple wool garments worn by the kings of Midian, and the necklaces from the camels. Gideon made it into an ephod and exhibited it in his city, Ophrah. And all Israel committed spiritual prostitution with it there, and it served as a snare to Gideon and to his household. Thus Midian was subdued before the Israelites, and they did not challenge them again. And the land had rest for 40 years in the days of Gideon. So Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, returned to his home and stayed there. Gideon became father to 70 sons, for he had many wives. His concubine in Shechem also bore him a son, and he named him Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died at a good old age and was buried in the tomb of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. As soon as Gideon died, the Israelites again committed spiritual prostitution with the Baals, and they appointed Baal-Berith as their god. The Israelites did not remember Jehovah their God, who had rescued them from the hand of all their enemies around them, nor did they show loyal love toward the household of Jerubbaal, that is, Gideon, in return for all the good that he had done for Israel.